There's this parable in the book of Luke where Jesus talks about this barren fig tree, and he comes to this tree, this plant, and he sees there's no figs on it. And he says, you know what? This deserves to be cut down. For 3 years it's been planted, but there's no fruit on this tree. And he says, cut it down. And the owner says, well, let me give it one more year. We're going to dig it and we're going to put fertilizer on it. We're going to take care of it. But if it doesn't bear fruit after one more year, then cut it down. That's fine. And you see, the parable is trying to show us that when God is in your life, there should be fruit coming out of your life. If you say you have fellowship with God, but there's no fruit, then you deceive yourself. Because if you are connected to the vine, Jesus is the vine, we're the branches. If we're connected to the vine, we will bear good fruit. Apart from him, we can do nothing. So if we say we're connected to Christ, but there's absolutely no fruit, God says that that's going to be cut down. That you might be a tare among the wheat. You might not actually be born again. So if you look at your life and you don't see any evidence of change, any evidence of transformation, it's a good thing sometimes to question if you're really saved. You know, the Bible says, examine yourself to see if you're really in the faith. And there's even one more thing that I heard Paul Washer say, this preacher, and I thought this was really powerful. If I came on here online and I was walking right in front of you looking all happy, and I said, I just got slammed full speed by an 18-wheeler truck, would you believe me? No, you wouldn't believe me for a second, because I'm walking, I'm fine, I look happy. No, if I got hit by an 18-wheeler truck, I would look very different. I would barely be alive because of the impact of that truck. In the same way, if I told you that I had an encounter that I met with, that the Holy Spirit of the living God, the creator of the universe, lives inside of me, yet there's no change, you would have to question if you really met that Jesus that you're talking about. Because if you got hit by an 18-wheeler, there's going to be obvious change. If you met with the living God of the Bible, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the one who lives in you, there's going to be a change. All right? Is there a change in your life? I ask you this question, and I want you to think about it.